प्रजहाति यदा कामं सर्वान् भारत मनोगतान् आत्मनेवात्मना तुष्टा स्थित प्रज्ञास्ततोच्यते. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all desires for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind thus purifies, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण अर्जुन संता है कि हे अर्जुन, ज्यादा मनुष्य मनोनिर्मित प्रकार पूर्णपणे पूर्णपणे त्याग करून आणि त्याची त्याच्या आत्म्याची अवस्था ही पूर्णपणे आत्म्यामध्ये ज्यावेळी स्थित असते, दिव्य स्वरूपावर स्थित असते, त्यावेळी त्याला त्याची प्रज्ञा ही पूर्णपणे दिव्य स्वरूपावर स्थित असल्याचे समजले जाते.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Bhagavatam affirms that any person who is fully in Krishna consciousness or devotional service of the Lord has all the good qualities. Of the great sages, whereas a person who is not so transcendentally situated has no good qualities because he is sure to be taking refuge in his own mental concoctions.
त्याच्यामध्ये कोणतेच चांगले गुण असू शकत नाही, कारण तो केवळ आपल्या मनोरथावरच आरोप झालेला असतो.
Consequently, it is rightly said herein that one has to give up all kinds of sense desire manufactured by mental concoction.
म्हणून या ठिकाणी असं म्हटलेलं आहे की मनाद्वारे निर्मित सर्व प्रकारच्या इंद्रियतृप्तींच्या वासना किंवा इच्छा
artificially such sense desires cannot be stopped, but if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous efforts. Therefore, one has to engage himself in Krishna consciousness without hesitation, for this devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental consciousness. The highly developed soul always remains satisfied in himself by realizing himself as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. Such a transcendentally situated person has no desires resulting from petty materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord. This very beautiful verse from the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita explains the essence of the purpose of life.
अतिशय सुंदरपणे जीवनातील सार काय ते सांगतो.
The mind which is contaminated by material misconception or maya is continuously concocting various ideas of how to enjoy through the agents of the body and senses.
भौतिक संसारामुळे दूषित झालेलं मन सतत निरनिराळ्या संकल्पना तयार करत असत की कोणत्या प्रकारे आपण हे शरीर आणि इंद्रिय यांच्या योगे इंद्रतृप्ती किंवा भौतिक इच्छांची तृप्ती करू शकतो.
The very nature of the mind is it can concoct unlimited ideas of how to enjoy sense gratification.
मन स्वभावतः असं असतं की ते अगणित इच्छा निर्माण करू शकतं कोणत्या प्रकारे आपण या जगाचा भोग घ्यायचा.
The mind drives one to be running here and there from one object of the senses to another, birth after birth after birth.
मन इंद्रिय विषयांच्या मागे आपल्याला जन्मजन्मांतरी सतत इकडे तिकडे धावायला बाध्य करत.
And at the times when we are not physically enjoying through the senses, the mind tries to enwrap the soul in the thoughts, the dreams of enjoying through the senses.
आणि जर जगात आपण स्थूल मनाने या वासनांच्या मागे धावत असतो तर मन त्या आत्म्याला अशा अनेक इतर तृप्तींच्या बाबतीत स्वप्न पाहायला बाध्य करतं संकल्पनेमध्ये बाध्य करतं.
But this so-called enjoyment brings no satisfaction to the soul.
आणि हे तथाकथित सुख आत्म्याला कोणत्याही प्रकारची संतुष्टी बहाल करत नाही.
In fact, it covers the real pleasure that is inherent within the soul's own nature.
या उलट आत्म्यामध्ये जे मूलतः जो आनंद लपलेला आहे तो आनंद या अशा प्रक्रियेमुळे पूर्णपणे आवृत्त होतो.
That pleasure is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
आणि तो आनंद कोणता तो म्हणजे पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान यांची सेवा करणं.
Lord Krishna is Satchitananda.
He is Satchitananda.
Eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss.
Satchitananda म्हणजे त्याचा कधी मृत्यू होत नाही, ते सनातन आहे, ते पूर्णपणे ज्ञान आहे, ज्ञानाने पूर्ण आहे आणि आनंद
आहे. The Jivatma is a fragmental part of Shri Krishna. Therefore, we are also, by our inherent spiritual nature, Satchitananda.
आणि जीव त्यांचा एक सूक्ष्म अंश आहे किंवा एक भाग आहे आणि म्हणून आपण देखील सूक्ष्मता सच्चिदानंद आहोत.
The example is given when a little spark of fire is within the fire, it shines very brightly.
असं उदाहरण दिलं जातं की अग्निमध्ये एक ठिणगी, ती ठिणगी जोपर्यंत त्या अग्निमध्ये आहे तोपर्यंत ती अतिशय प्रकाशमान भासते.
When that spark is separated from the fire, its illumination is quickly extinguished.
आणि आपण असं पाहिलं की जी ठिणगी या अग्निपासून बाहेर पडली तर तिचा प्रकाश हळूच लगेच कमी होतो.
Similarly, when the soul is in contact with Krishna, its natural qualities of eternity, knowledge and bliss illuminate our life.
त्याचप्रमाणे जीवात्मा ज्यावेळी श्रीकृष्णांच्या सान्निध्यात येतो त्यावेळी त्याच्यातील हे तीन गुण सच्चिदानंद हे आपोआपच उदयास येतात.
However, due to the influence of maya or the illusory energy, when the soul chooses by its own free will to separate itself from Krishna, and try to enjoy the mental concoctions of the mind and the senses, then this pure spiritual blissfulness is extinguished.
परंतु मायेच्या प्रभावामुळे तो जीव स्वेच्छेने ज्यावेळी भगवान श्रीकृष्णापासून दूर होऊन त्याच्यापासून अलग होऊन या मनाच्या वेगळ्या कल्पना भोगण्याच्या मागे लागतो त्यावेळी त्याचे हे गुण पूर्णपणे लुप्त होतात.
Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita how he is the witness of everything at all times, in all places. According to our desires, words, and actions, Krishna will reciprocate with us. If we desire to exploit material nature for our own satisfaction, then he reciprocates with us through material nature.
या भौतिक प्रकृतीचा भोग घ्यायची इच्छा केली तर भगवान श्री कृष्ण आपल्याशी या भौतिक प्रकृतीतूनच प्रतिसाद देतात.
Which is operating under the influence of the three modes, sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamo-guna.
आणि ही भौतिक प्रकृती सत्वगुण, रजगुण आणि तमगुण या तीन गुणांची बनलेली असते.
We are further entangled due to the ropes of these modes of nature in the laws of karma. And thus, we are cast into different species of life, birth after birth after
birth.
However, if our desires, words, and actions are offered in a spirit of service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, then Krishna will personally reciprocate with us. He will gradually bring us deeper and deeper realizations of our own nature, which is to experience the ecstasy of Krishna prema, love for Krishna.
And
it is very important to know that our spiritual progress is depending on how Krishna is either pleased or displeased by how we live.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण या जीवनमानावर संतुष्ट आहे की असंतुष्ट आहे.
वी शुड बी व्हेरी मच अवेअर दॅट ही इज द विटनेस ऑफ आवर लाईफ एट ऑल टाइम्स.
आणि सदा सर्व काळी भगवान श्री कृष्ण आपल्या जीवनातील प्रत्येक घटनेचे साक्षीदार आहे हे आपल्याला समजायला पाहिजे.
इफ पीपल हॅव दिस अवेअरनेस दे विल नॅचरली लिव्ह very pious in a spirit of devotion.
आणि जर लोकांना ही भावना लोकांच्या मध्ये भावना आली तर आपोआपच ते सर्व अत्यंत धार्मिक जीवन जगतील.
There will be natural peace within one's own life and within society.
आणि आपोआपच स्वभावतः मनुष्य आत्मने शांत असेल आणि ती शांती समाजामध्येही असेल.
Krishna explains in Sri Bhagavad Gita that his eyes within this material creation are everywhere. His ears are everywhere. Even his hands and legs are everywhere. Some example is given of the sun and the moon. They are two eyes of the Supreme Lord. In the day, Krishna is watching you through the eye of the sun. And through the night, he is watching you through the eye of the moon. So you may think, during Amavasya, he's not watching. His eye is closed. But his eye is wide open. The moon is fully manifest. It is just that we cannot see it. We cannot see the moon, but the moon is always fully competent to watch over us. So you may think, but what if I go into a dark closet where there is no sun or moon? Krishna is watching because he is present within and between every atom of material creation. Krishna is in the wind, in the air, in the water. And ultimately, he is within each and every living being's heart of hearts. So you can hide from and cheat the police sometimes. And you can somehow or other hide from your god brothers and your god sisters sometimes. But you cannot hide from Krishna. And your spiritual master, your spiritual advancement is depending on how Krishna is pleased with you. This awareness is Krishna consciousness. To be conscious that Krishna is everywhere, in everything. This does not mean that he is impersonal. He is a person eternally. But he is the Supreme Person, who has inconceivable potencies, who through his various energies is controlling all that exists. The impersonalists, their misconception is that if God is a person, that limits God.
Yeah.
this is only true if we have the misconception that his personality is like ours. So there are essentially three ideas. One is, if God is a person and has eyes, then his eyes must be like mine. I cannot see beyond these four walls. And even within these four walls, I can only see where my eyes are directed. And I can only see reality according to the particular way that our eyes are programmed to see. I will give an example. We have one devotee, Bhakti Nikki. He has this video camera. And he has different types of lenses on this camera. One is zoom lens. You can program it to see very close and then to see very, very, very far away. There are also cameras that have telescopic lenses. Where you can see right into a person's body and see his cells moving around. So we are only seeing according to the particular level that our eyes are programmed to see. If your eyes were programmed a little different, when you would see people, you would just see millions of molecules and atoms crawling around and moving around. Then there would be no attraction for each other. When a man looks at the most beautiful woman, he just saw cells and molecules just crawling around and different microbes crawling between and bacteria, he would not be attracted. Did you ever see a close-up microscopic photograph of an eyeball? If a man was looking at a woman's eyes and he was programmed to see that perception of the eye, he would not be able to look at the eye, he would be disgusted. So what's attracting us in this world is just because our eyes are programmed by Maya to see things in a particular, very, very limited conception of its reality. So we are thinking, or the Mayavad and impersonal philosophers are thinking, if Krishna has eyes, then he has eyes like mine, and those eyes are so limited, and God is unlimited, so he must not have eyes. The Lord has no eyes, no ears, no hands, no mouth, no personality, no form. The Lord is impersonal. And they consider that this is making God unlimited. But that is not unlimited. The Bhagavad Gita explains what is really unlimited. The Lord has eyes, but they are not like ours. They can see everything, everywhere, at all times. Achintya Shakti. The Lord has ears, but he with his two ears, he hears everything, everywhere, at all times, in every moment. And yet that same unlimited supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, who through his various energies and through his Satchit Ananda Vigraha is unlimitedly witnessing everything, appears as a beautiful little child in Vrindavan. How is this possible? Why? The all-pervading truth is eternally a small child. Because the essence of understanding the absolute truth is to understand that he is the supreme enjoyer, and we are all meant for his enjoyment. This is called rasa tattva. How the Lord exchanges the most intimate relationships of ecstatic love with his devotees. Yashoda Mai, she is under the transcendental intimate conception that Krishna is my child. Balaramji and friends told Yashoda Mai, Krishna ate dirt in a secluded place. We saw him. Yashoda Mai is feeling such love and affection that if my child ate dirt, he will become sick. He may even die. Why, Krishna? Why have you eaten dirt?
जरा आपल्या लहान मुलाने खरंच माती खाल्ली तो आदर पडेल, कदाचित त्याचा मुलगा देखील होईल. आणि म्हणून त्याने विचारलं की का तू माती खाल्लीस.
I never ate her. Why should I eat her? They are speaking lies against me. Look in my mouth and see if there is dirt. Yes, please open your mouth, Gopal. He opened his mouth. When Yashoda Mai looked in mouth, she saw the entire universe of creation within the little mouth of child
Krishna.
Upon seeing the great creation within the small mouth of Gopal, she understood he is the absolute truth.
आणि आपल्या
But the inconceivable philosophy of Das explains how Krishna covered her over when he closed his mouth, and her love for him as mother caused her to completely forget what she had seen.
परंतु या रास तत्वाची जी अचिंत्य संकल्पना आहे ती असं स्पष्ट करून सांगते की हे भाव देखील ज्यावेळी कृष्णाने आपलं मुख बंद केलं, आपलं तोंड बंद केलं, तरीपर्यंत ते मातृप्रेम इतकं भरून आलं की ती विसरून गेली की हा श्रीकृष्ण म्हणजे माझं हे परम सत्य आहे, त्याला हेच म्हणायला लागलं की हे माझं मुख कुठलं आहे.
This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is always a person, but He is the controller of all controllers. His body, His personality, His senses, everything is unlimited. But the most important aspect of his unlimited nature is how he becomes controlled by the love of his devotee.
परंतु या त्यांच्या अनंत व्यक्तित्वातील सर्वात महत्वाचा पैलू तो हा की कसे ते आपल्या भक्तांच्या नियंत्रणाखाली येतात.
How he reciprocates unlimited ecstatic love with those who surrender to him.
आणि जे भक्ती भावनेने त्यांना शरण जातात त्यांना ते कसे आनंद रूपात भावपूर्ण वेगवेगळ्या रीतीने प्रतिसाद देतात.
इट इज द ट्रेजर ऑफ दिस रिअलायझेशन विच भागवत गीता इज टीचिंग अस हाऊ टू एक्सपिरियन्स इन आवर व्हेरी लाईफ.
तर हा साक्षात्कारचा जो खजिना आहे तो आपण आपल्या जीवनामध्ये कसा काय प्राप्त करावा
To the degree we cultivate the spirit of servitude and put aside our false conception that I am the enjoyer, we will understand the sweetness and love of Krishna.
And ही भावना आपण सोडून देऊ आणि मी भगवंताचा दास आहे ही सेवक भावना आपण जागृत करू जितक्या स्तरापर्यंत आपल्याला ही भगवत भावना समजू शकते.
दिस इज पॉसिबल थ्रू केअरफुली फॉलोइंग द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ती अंडर द गायडन्स ऑफ प्रॉपर स्पिरिच्युअल मास्टर.
योग्य आध्यात्मिक गुरुच्या मार्गदर्शनाखाली जर आपण भक्तियोगाची प्रक्रिया अमलात आणली
Spiritual master is the representative of the Lord, never claims to be God.
Guru, he bhagavanta the pratinyasa, he kalihi bhagavanta hai, asa manapane.
But is a pure servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, teaching us how to become pure servants of the servants of the Lord.
भगवंतांच्या शुद्ध सेवकांच्या दासाच्या दासाचे दासाचे दास असतात व आपणही कसे शुद्ध दास असे होऊ हेच केवळ शिवाचं.
We are sitting today in this very holy place, Nasik. Also called Panchavati. The great acharyas as well as the holy scriptures are full of glorifications of this holy place.
अनेक महान आचार्य आणि अनेक शास्त्रांमध्ये या क्षेत्राची भक्ती राहिली आहे.
We are so happy to be with all of you today.
आपण सर्वांबरोबर आहोत याबद्दल मला अतिशय आनंद होतोय.
We are especially very grateful to Paramahamsa Prabhu and Sachi Nandana Prabhu for taking such great efforts to come here each and every week to help all of you to understand the mercy of Krishna.
And in particular, Paramahamsa Prabhu and Sachi Nandana Prabhu, hey, India, Mahat Prayasare, Hiti Yata, Pratik, Atomyala, and Yari Yari, Satsangatse Kare Kukuru, Aapne Mare Ki, Bhakti Bhavna Chi, Bhakti Chi Bhavna, Jita Prachar Pranayana Mahat Kata, Kyanudan,
How often do all of you come to Mumbai? Probably at the most a few times a year. Because it's quite troublesome. It takes about 5.5 hours generally to come back and forth. However, Paramahamsa Prabhu and Satchinandana Prabhu, every week, every single week throughout the year, they are taking such pains to travel all the way here just to help you and serve you by giving you the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna.
परंतु परमहंस प्रभू आणि सचिनानंद प्रभू हे दर आठवड्याला इतका प्रयास करून या ठिकाणी येतात केवळ श्री भगवान आणि भगवान श्री कृष्ण यांची कृपा आहे तीच तुमच्यापर्यंत पोहोचावी याच उद्देशाने.
Because of their very humble and sincere sacrifice to serve you, we see that many, many very sincere people are accepting bhakti in their hearts and practicing in their lives. Sri Paramahamsa Prabhu explained to me that he could have had a public program and perhaps thousands of people would have attended. But instead he wanted to invite only those who are very, very seriously applying Krishna consciousness to their lives. You are the people he selected as being very, very serious to follow the path of bhakti. You are helping him in so many wonderful ways in his wonderful service. Externally, it appears I have come to speak from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. However, that is not why I have come tonight.
परंतु केवल कारण आवे कि मैंने ये कहा
I have come to honor and worship the dust of the lotus feet of all of you for taking so sincerely the message of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And accepting the divine role of being the servant of the servant of the servants. Oftentimes, in the holiest places, pilgrims come from all around, but the people living there do not even know where they're living. Just within the last few days, we have brought about 650 devotees from Mumbai and Pune to have a pilgrimage here in Panchavati. Myself, I am coming from the far distant land of the United States of America. We have come from so many places to see these holy, holy sights of Nasik. We have been told by some people who were born and raised here and who are now elderly who say, oh, we never knew these places are here. Or we heard of them and we've seen them, but we never understood what they mean. But this is such a sacred place. The place that Lord Sri Ram personally chose to reside with Sita and Lakshmi. The Kala Ram Mandir is the place that Lakshman personally built a beautiful little cottage for Sita and Ram to reside. They experienced the most intimate relations of spiritual love within that little cottage, which is now Kala Ram Mandir. It was here in the Dandakaranya forest of Nasik and Panchavati that Ram and Sita and Lakshman worshipped and served the great sages and performed their unlimitedly all attractive pastimes. At Tapovan, Lakshmanji so mercifully cut off the nose and ears of Surbhanaka, the sister of Ravana. Just close by in the forest of Janastan, Suparnaka informed Kara, Dushan and Trishira of what had happened. There was a big, big war just in the outskirts of Panchavati where Lord Sri Ram within 1 hour extinguished 14,000 Rakshasa soldiers headed by the great Maharatis Karadhushan and Trishira. While this terrible war was going on, how many of you have crawled to the bottom of that cave? Please raise your hands. Very well, very nice. And then there is Sita Harana, where Ravana disguised himself as sannyasi and kidnapped the illusory Sita. And there is Ramakund, where Ram would take his bath. And there is the beautiful Sangam of Kapila and Godavari rivers. At Kusha Bharata in Brahmagiri is where Gautam Rishi performed his tapasya. By his divine service to Lord Shiva appeared right on Brahmagiri and allowed Godavari to come out of his matted hairs for the deliverance of so many fallen souls within this earth. Nearby is Thakhe, where Jatayu was sent back to Vaikuntha by the very loving hands of Lord Sri Ramchandra. These pastimes took place long ago in the Treta Yuga. However, those whose hearts are endowed with true devotion, through the inner eye of their soul, they can see these pastimes taking place even today. Why? Why does the Lord come to this world to perform such beautiful, beautiful leelas? Out of his causeless mercy. Those leelas have been written in the holy scriptures. Such as the Valmiki Ramayana, the Puranas. And when we hear these transcendental pastimes from the scriptures through the lips of sincere and honest devotees, it attracts our heart to always remember the Lord.
And त्याचवेळी आपल्या मनामध्ये त्या भगवंताविषयी सेवेचा सेवेची भावना ही जागृत होते.
The perfection of our life is to absorb our consciousness and always remember Krishna.
तर आपल्या या जीवनाचा उद्देश आहे की आपण सतत भगवान भावेत राहू, कधीही भगवंताचं विस्मरण होऊ.
The Lord has descended in so many beautiful avatars just so we could meditate in remembrance of the Lord's beautiful pastimes. Queen Kunti prayed, "When I remember you, Krishna, I don't have to see ever again birth and death or any of the miseries of this world." Lord Kapila Dev told Devahuti, "The essence of all knowledge is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna." We come to these holy places to go deeper into our remembrance of
Krishna.
It is said that all the holy places are at the feet of the great Vaishnavas. Why is that? How is that? Because the great Vaishnavas are always talking about
Krishna.
Always singing the names and glories of Krishna. We go to the holy places to purify ourselves by remembering Krishna. But the sincere devotees, they are always reminding us of Krishna. So they are holy places personified. Srimad Bhagavatam describes one of the symptoms of the degradation of Kali Yuga is people will go to holy places to take bath but not to hear from the saintly people.
केवळ स्नान करण्यावरच धन्य मानते. येथील साधू संतांकडे जाऊन श्रवण करण्याची त्यांची इच्छा असणार नाही.
By hearing the sublime teachings and narrations of the pastimes of the Lord from the lips of sincere and surrendered devotees, we learn the art of always remembering Krishna.
म्हणूनच या शुद्ध लीलांच एका भगवत भक्ताच्या मुखातून श्रवण करणं याने आपण नीटपणे भगवंताचं स्मरण करू शकतो.
वी हॅव हर्ड सो मेनी टाइम्स ऑफ हाऊ Ram was living here in Nasi. But when we come to the place and see it, it only enhances and enriches that remembrance. But the essence of life is to absorb our consciousness and always remember. Because Krishna is all pure. We become purified when we think of Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. We become attracted when we think of Krishna.
आपण त्यांचं स्मरण केल्याने त्यांच्याकडे आकर्षित होऊ शकतो.
रूप गोस्वामी हॅज सेड, If you are attached to your family, friendship, love, and possessions of this material world, take my warning. Do not go to the bank of Jamuna at Keshi Ghat. Standing there is Govinda in his threefold bending form with his beautiful lotus eyes, hair bedecked with a peacock feather, playing upon his flute. When you see Krishna, he will steal away your heart. That is our ultimate goal in life, that we can serve Krishna so nicely. That he will be pleased to steal away our hearts. That is possible when we always think of Krishna. Krishna gives us these concluding messages in Gita. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage to me. In this way, you will come to me without fail, my dear friend. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has made this process of Krishna consciousness so simple and practical for everyone all over the world. He has presented the essence of the highest truths of the Vedas in such an unadulterated and practical way. We should live pure moral lives. No illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, or meat eating. Living moral, simple lives. To absorb our consciousness in hearing the glories of the Lord. By performing our occupational duties in a spirit of service to the Lord. Whether one is a student or a mother or a father, or whether one has various professional or business trade, if we perform our work in a spirit of devotion, that work becomes the very means by which we come closer to Krishna. To keep Krishna always in the center of our hearts in all that we do, is very simple in this age of Kali Yuga. If we sincerely practice the Yuga Dharma that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given.
आपण जे काही करतो त्यात श्री कृष्णाला केंद्रस्थानी कसे ठेवावे याकरता भगवान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी या युगाकरता जो युग धर्म आहे तो अत्यंत सोप्या
We should have faith that Krishna is in this cave.
आपण श्री कृष्ण आणि कृष्ण नाम यामध्ये श्रद्धा असावी.
Anyone, anywhere, in any circumstance, can easily remember Krishna by chanting His holy names. Krishna's name contains all the power of God Himself. It cleanses our heart. When we chant attentively and sincerely, it extinguishes the fire of material miseries. It clears all misconceptions. And ultimately reveals our relationship with Krishna. It awakens ecstatic love of God within our hearts. The holy name will reveal our eternal identity beyond the limitations of this body and mind. And ultimately give us the eternal experience of the ecstasy of love for the all-attractive Lord Sri Krishna. And in that state, the all-attractive quality of the soul will want to share the nectar of Krishna with everyone. In this beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada explains such a devotee has all good qualities. Let that be our goal of life. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And chanting Hare Krishna here in such a holy place as Nasik is very, very special. So we are so grateful to have the chance to be here. We are so very grateful to all of you for taking such a sincere interest in the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya and Sri Krishna.
Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna.